Wedgewood Christian Services is a place where hope and healing meet. As you navigate life's challenges, know that you are not alone. Hi, I'm Hillary Kirkendall, Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Wedgewood Christian Services, and these are the stories of real people who work at, learn from, and grow through the nationally accredited, faith-based nonprofit. These are Wedgewood's Coffee Break Conversations.
Being a teenager can be tough, but Wedgewood's Positive Youth Development Team works hard to give teens the support and skills they need to overcome. Today, we sit down for a coffee break conversation with Gina Boscarino about how Wedgewood is making a difference in the lives of teens right here in West Michigan and how these kids are giving her hope for a brighter future. I'm so excited to welcome today's coffee break conversation guest, Gina. Gina, I'll let you introduce yourself and tell us what you do here at Wedgewood and how long you've been with the organization.
My name is Gina Boscarino. I have been with Wedgewood for 10 years, and I'm a group specialist in the Positive Youth Development Department.
Great. So what drew you to working with teenagers and working in our Prevention and Positive Youth Development Department?
Well, I've always had a passion for working with teenagers and helping, and I was very excited about the fact that Wedgewood's a Christian organization, so I felt like I'd be able to use my faith at work, which was very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Are there things kids are facing today that are the same as what they've always been dealing with when you first started at Wedgewood 10 years ago?
Kids are always dealing with the same things, I think, the same stuff like bullying and not getting along and having unhealthy relationships. I think a lot of it is magnified now because there's social media and, you know, anything bad that happens with other kids at school gets blasted all over the internet. And I think that can be a huge issue.
Mm-hmm. How do you and your team work to address the consistent needs while also helping kids as they face these new challenges?
Well, some of the strategies that we're using are the ones that we've been using for a while. We're still doing our in-person groups. We're still doing our classroom sessions. But also, we've been able to work a lot of the technology into this as well. Our teen charge group is very active on social media, and so we have a lot of opportunities to spread messaging there. We do a little bit of virtual groups and a little bit of virtual one-on-one sessions, and that's been really an interesting sway.
Well, it's interesting that you are using social media to help tackle some of the issues that social media is kind of presenting in kids. Mm-hmm. What changes do you see in kids as they participate in PYD and prevention programming?
I think for a lot of the kids, just realizing that there are more options out there than they realize. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids think that this is what teenagers do. Teenagers make these choices. All teenagers are going to drink and, you know, get involved with this kind of stuff. And sometimes they're really surprised when we say, hey, that's not, you don't have to do that. You know, you have a choice.
Well, that's crazy that kids have not been told that they can do what they think is right.
Yeah.
Wow. So as you mentioned, one of Wedgewood's positive youth development programs is a student leadership group called Teen Charge, which you lead. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what this group is, who's a part of it, and what the group does?
So Teen Charge is made up of teens from all around the Kent County area. They apply to be part of our group, and we meet a couple times a month, and our primary goal is to create positive media messaging for other teens. So our teen charge group decides what issues are the biggest or what they think are most important for their peers. And then they create social media graphics or videos, little PSAs, anything to try to help get some education and awareness out there. We also do a little bit of service projects in the community. And we just try to have them be a good role model for other kids their age.
So how can kids get involved in that?
Anybody that's interested in Teen Charge can check out our website at teencharge.org. We generally accept applications at the beginning of the school year, but we're open to taking them at any time if people are interested in sending them in.
That's great. We all know that the last year and a half has been pretty challenging. How have you seen it impact kids, and how have you and your team been able to help provide support as they work through and overcome these challenges?
I think the biggest challenge, and everybody can probably attest to this, is mental health has been a huge struggle for kids. It's been difficult, especially being stuck at home if, you know, things at home are not great. So we've done a lot with kind of just providing some fun for kids and for families even. Some of it has been virtual, so people can jump on. You know, we've done like virtual game shows and that kind of thing. Other things we've done, like kind of socially distanced in-person activities. I think just having a place to relieve that stress and to get out of the house and do things together is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Where are you finding hope and joy lately?
I'm definitely finding hope and joy in the students that I work with. They mm-hmm. inspire me so much. They are facing so much, and yet they have a lot of hope for the future. They have a lot of good ideas, and mm-hmm. they really want to make a difference.
Mm, that's so encouraging. Mm-hmm. A lot of your work is within the public school system. Mm-hmm. So how are you and your team embracing and carrying out Wedgwood's mission to extend God's love and provide distinctively Christian services in a way that is respectful to the requirements of the settings that you are in?
Mm-hmm. I think all of that, it can be tied in with, you know, the single verse, like, let all that you do be done with love. Mm-hmm. We just love these kids. We show kindness. You know, we don't have to necessarily talk about the Bible or let them know. A lot of kids already know that that's what we believe because they know that we work for Wedgwood. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be something that we actually speak about. We can show them in our actions.
Mm, that's beautiful. Is there something that God has made clear to you through your work?
One thing that sticks out to me just when I think about my career and the things that I've done is that things are really tough out there. Mm-hmm. I grew up kind of sheltered, I think, and some of the things, you know, some of these experiences that I've learned about that kids have had, it just kind of blows your mind and it breaks your heart, and it really helps you to see the need for places like Wedgwood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of sad that we need to be here, but also at the same time, glad that we can be here to right. provide the necessary supports.
Fill that gap.
Mm-hmm. So you've worked with hundreds, maybe even thousands of kids over your years here at Wedgwood. Is there a story of a kid that you'll never forget?
There's a lot of kids I'll never forget.
Right.
I had a student that I worked with that had some issues in middle school, getting in trouble for using substances at school and things like that. And I continued to work with him into high school, and attitude did not get any better. And then few years went by where we didn't see each other, and we ended up meeting again, and he was like a completely different kid. It was like a light was shining in him. He wasn't, you know, doing these things he'd been doing before. He was hanging out with different people, and when I asked him about what it was that changed, he said it was because he'd found God. So nothing to do with me at all, but that was just really beautiful. And then just to see that he wanted to be a leader for other kids and helping other kids that were like him. And he said that. He said, you know, I feel like I'm a leader and I feel like God's given me this so I can help others.
Oh, that's beautiful. And a good example of how sometimes our work is seed planting, and yeah. you don't necessarily know the impact it's going to have farther down the line. But mm-hmm. what a great story. Is there one thing you want to make sure people know about Wedgwood?
I always tell people that Wedgwood is an awesome place to work. Everybody is so nice. And I think the fact that it is a Christian organization, it's a place where we can practice our faith, and it's a place where we can provide support for one another while providing support for these kids is just an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's nice to work somewhere where everyone's kind of working towards the same goal, mm-hmm. even if we're working in different departments.
Yep.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today for this coffee break conversation. We appreciate all you do for the kids in our community, and we are happy to have you today.
Thanks so much.
Through simply showing up, showing kindness, offering support, and teaching valuable skills, Wedgwood's team is able to make a positive impact in the lives of teens right here in our community. Check out the link in the episode description to learn more about Wedgwood's positive youth development programs or how to get kids involved in Teen Charge. Curious about our services? Visit us at wedgwood.org, WEDGWOOD, and find us on our social media at WedgwoodCS. Or shoot us an email at hello@wedgwood.org. We would love to be a part of your story. Until next time, these are Wedgwood's Coffee Break Conversations.